This is us. He motioned to his boat. It had taken over a month for him to sand and repaint the hull himself.
Nice,
Gordy said, jumping on board and looking around the powder-blue double-decker Viking 77.
This is all ours for the duration?
Leo asked as he stepped on board.
She's mine, but I'll let you ride in her,
he joked as he helped Nicole cross onto the deck. She took his hand and started to step over the gap, but stopped. What does... She glanced down at the bold black letters he'd painted on the back. Ho Oma'u mean?
Steady as you go,
he answered with a smile. She seemed to think about it for a moment, then nodded and passed over the gap.
You can store the scuba gear in the bins there.
He motioned to the long white storage areas along the back of the boat.
We'll put your camera gear inside, out of the weather,
he told Leo before he gathered the rest of the stuff and stepped on board himself.
In here,
he told Leo and Gordy, who followed him across the main deck on the back of the boat. After all of their scuba gear was stored, all three of them followed him up the few steps into the main cabin area. His boat wasn't the nicest or biggest around the islands, but it was close. He'd decided to splurge, since he planned on spending a lot of time on it. And besides that, it had already paid for itself, with charters he'd earned over the past year. Stepping into the main cabin, he took the left stairs to below deck.
You can store your equipment in one of the quarters.
He ducked at the base of the stairs and opened the door to one of the two crew quarters. Each one had two bunk beds and shared a bathroom across the narrow hall.
Wow,
Gordy gasped as he stepped past Beau.
Why don't we just stay here instead of that stuffy resort?
Leo grunted in response. Gordy turned as the heavier man was struggling to get down the narrow staircase.
Right.
Gordy said.
Sorry, Leo, I forgot you don't like being on the water.
You don't?
Beau asked, concerned.
You don't get seasick, do you?
No, just... I'm claustrophobic,
Leo answered.
Oh, then go ahead and head back upstairs. We'll store all this.
He took the bag from Leo's hands and then motioned towards the stairs. When they were alone, Gordy shook his head.
I'm not sure why the boss wanted Leo on this assignment. The dude is a week away from a heart attack. I don't know how he's going to...
The man shut his mouth suddenly and shook his head.
There were younger cameramen. Well, there's no substitute for experience,
he said, setting down the last bag.
All this is cameras? Cameras and other equipment we'll need.
Since the man was in a talkative mood, he figured he'd get a little more info out of him.
What does Nicole do?
He asked.
Nikki? She's the journalist. The one we put in front of those.
He shook his head.
A damn good one, too. I've only worked with her a few times, but damn, the girl is good.
So she did go by Nikki, Beau thought with a smile as the man continued to talk.
I'm not sure why they decided to move her here, though. She had a promising career in San Fran.
He shook his head.
She lives here?
He asked, interested. Gordy shrugged.
Until they decide to relocate her again.
What is it you three are actually filming 30 miles out?
He asked after he realized the man had been avoiding the topic. Gordy's eyes moved to the door.
We'd better head out, don't you think? Losing daylight and all?
Right.
He started up the stairs and found Leo and Nikki talking in the main cabin area.
This is certainly more than we'd expected, Nikki said, motioning to the cabin.
We aim to please,
he said casually.
So, before we embark, there are a few safety features that we need to talk about.
While he ran through where all the life vests and fire extinguishers were located on the boat, he watched Nikki closely and wondered if she felt the same pull of attraction that he did.